We now have to look at a key area, and that is financing. And ESG investing is gaining traction. So far this year, investors have contributed $39 billion to sustainable funds, with the green bonds and ESG stocks posting big inflows over the past couple of years. And joining me to chat about the growing trend is CIO and Director at Overberg Asset Management, Carl Lecoq. Thank you so much for your time, Carl. Of course, this is becoming one of the hottest investment themes as we speak. And, you know, this is a very important topic ahead of COP26. You know that governments are ramping up their net zero ambitions and policies, and businesses are really, you know, they're under pressure to make sustainability a consideration when making an investment or constructing a portfolio. And I mean, are you in the camp that sees ESG investing as the biggest theme to reshape finance within this decade?
Yes, thank you very much for having me on the show. Yes, you're absolutely right. The ESG investment theme has really gathered momentum in the last decade. It's nearly increased fivefold, so it is a very important investment theme, and I think it's going to become ever more so in the future. I think the ESG investment theme, there's a couple of issues with that, and I think our feeling is that there's definitely some caution there for investors. So one of the issues that we have with ESG, and especially ESG funds, is that there's a bit of a timing mismatch there. So what I mean by that is that the average investor's time horizon doesn't always match that of corporations planning, and also the much longer ESG and you know, potential climate catastrophe that's, you know, much further out in the future. So I think for there's also at the heart of a lot of these ESG investment themes, there is the divestment, which is not quite the same as boycotting, you know, a company that seemed to do harm's product and services. So what we're saying there is saying that selling the shares of a company that seemed to do harm is not quite the same as boycotting the products, and it won't have an immediate effect on that company.
Yeah, and Carl, just, you know, talking about ESG investing and what businesses are doing to try and mitigate those adverse effects, I mean, you know, is ESG investing enough, or do we maybe need the government to carry the bulk of that weight on that scale towards net zero targets?
That's absolutely right. So I think it's very important, the COP26 now, because it gives government the opportunity to make new commitments on cutting down on emissions. And ultimately, those commitments that they make now will lead to policy changes that will ultimately change the playing field for some of these companies that, causing these emissions. So definitely that's a positive. Whether or not the ESG funds will actually really make a change on, climate change. Obviously, it changes the cost of capital. So, for companies that seem to do harm to the environment, not investing in those would ultimately increase the cost of capital, but we still feel that regulation would make a bigger change, and then ultimately investors' own personal habits and the way that they consume we feel is also very important. So ESG investment is no substitute for doing the right thing and making the right choices in your own personal life as well.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for walking us through the dynamics of ESG investing. That was Carl Lecoq from Overberg Asset Management.